My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He is also a candidate for governor of the Pelican State in next year's campaign. Senator Vitter is calling for President Obama to fire Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden. We also want to get the senator's thoughts on the debate over whether to temporarily ban flights to and from Ebola-stricken African nations and President Obama's choice Friday of a new Ebola czar. And Senator Vitter, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Great to be with you, Greg. I appreciate it.
We'll get to today's news in just a moment, but first of all, why do you believe Dr. Frieden has to go?
Well, I think his response to the crisis has been pathetic, and I think that was underscored again yesterday with his testimony before the House committee. He didn't have strong, clear answers, and he hasn't had strong, clear action. So he's not the leader we need, and President Obama needs to fire him and have a strong, competent leader at the CDC and or elsewhere who can lead this effort. I know he's appointed someone to be some so-called Ebola czar. I don't have any background on that person yet, and I'm getting it, but I think the CDC needs a change of leadership as well. On the policy side, I think President Obama has to get real and immediately look at travel restrictions. That was a key element of the successful strategy that isolated and then eradicated the Ebola epidemic in Africa in the 1970s. And we need to learn from that positive experience.
Senator, let's talk a little bit more about Dr. Frieden. You mentioned that he has not given confident answers, has not provided clear answers. What would have been signs of a competent, proactive leader? And obviously, what are the things you look for in someone, whether it's Ron Klain as this new Ebola czar or somebody who might eventually replace Tom Frieden?
Well, a few things. Number one, CDC has not been competent and proactive in terms of helping the hospitals involved with adequate protocols. We now know after the fact, after all this happy talk about strict protocols, that they weren't in place anywhere near in time that they have to be. Number two, they've made horrible mistakes in other cases, like telling someone the second person who came down with the disease, who had contact with the patient, that she could go on a flight because her fever was only 99.4 instead of 100.6. And that's ludicrous. And then she went on a flight and was obviously in contact with dozens or hundreds of people who were distributed all around the country. And third, Dr. Frieden has been very, very weak on travel restrictions. And I think he's letting political correctness trump caution and common sense.
Well, let's talk about the travel restrictions for just a moment. Obviously, you and many others are saying there should not be direct flights between the United States and West African nations that are dealing very severely with the Ebola issues right now. The other issue, of course, is connecting flights. If they leave there and go to another country and then come to the United States, there's that possibility. How difficult is that to police?
Well, Greg, I think we need to think of it in terms of individual travel restrictions, not just flights, for exactly the reason you mentioned. You can end direct flights and still have folks coming in through Europe or elsewhere. So I think we need to talk about travel restrictions into the U.S., barring folks from certain areas in certain countries.
The episode involving Ebola is once again bringing to light the fact that Americans don't have a tremendous amount of confidence in the government right now, and perhaps specifically on this issue. But what do you expect this episode to do to the public's overall attitude towards the competence of the federal government?
Well, unfortunately, I think it's adding to an already dismal lack of confidence. And I don't blame the public. I mean, they see over and over and over again these huge, sprawling bureaucracies which have become incompetent, and or worse, like the IRS and all of their scandals, like the VA, and now CDC and other federal agencies with Ebola. So I don't blame the public at all, but it's certainly fuels that sentiment, understandably.
Let me give you a little bit of background on the news, Czar. I know you'll have probably more to say about it once you have that information and have a chance to study it, but it's Ron Klain. He's a former chief of staff to then-Vice President Al Gore and was the first chief of staff for current Vice President Joe Biden. A lot of folks know him from his role in the Florida recount from back in 2000. So there are some complaints that he's more of a political person and a manager rather than a healthcare professional. Others are defending the president's choice, saying what we need is a manager, not necessarily a healthcare expert. He's also scheduled to report to the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, as well as the Homeland Security Advisor. Others believe he should have a direct pipeline to the president. So based on those few facts, what's your take on how the president is responding in this respect?
Well, I do know generally about his background, particularly his experience with Vice President Biden and Vice President Gore. I'm still looking for healthcare background. Maybe it's there. I'm still looking for that. And in terms of a manager, he quite frankly seems more of a political manager than a strong policy manager. But I'm gathering facts. I want to reserve judgment.
Do you believe that Congress should reconvene to make legislation out of the flight ban issue?
I do. And in fact, I've called for that with House Member Representative Scott Garrett today. I think we should be back now. I think we should get back as soon as possible. I think we need to talk about these important things, starting with flight travel restrictions.
And what have you heard? Obviously, Democrats control the Senate. Republicans control the House. Speaker Boehner has called for it himself, but has not gone so far as to call for reconvening. Do you expect either of them to actually do it?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything in reaction to our call and to our letter. Based on the background you just recounted, I think Speaker Boehner hopefully will be open to it. I'm not sure about Harry Reid, but we're going to push hard.
One of the other things we're seeing in criticism of the Republican response to the way that the administration has handled this is that essentially Republicans are making the case that big government works okay as long as you have competent managers. So you expect the CDC to be on top of all this, but just with better leadership. Do you agree that that's the message that Republicans are sending?
Well, look, I do think in a national situation like this, CDC as a federal agency is the right entity to have a big role. Certainly, talk about travel restrictions, that has to come from the federal government. Individual states can't do it. So I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with how all of this has been decided and executed by the Obama administration.
One final topic, off subject, but obviously one close to your heart. Less than 3 weeks now till Election Day. It's probably going to a runoff in your state, but what's your sense on where the voters of Louisiana are looking in that other Senate race?
Yeah, I feel great about our electing Bill Cassidy as a Republican to serve with me in the U.S. Senate and defeating Mary Landrieu. I agree, it'll almost certainly be a runoff in December, but I feel great about the race. Just a few days ago, I traveled the whole state with Bill and with John McCain for veterans rallies around the state, and it was a great response. Every head-to-head poll has Bill ahead roughly by 4 or 5 points, so I'm very upbeat about it. And I'm upbeat more generally about the shot of Republicans taking the majority in the Senate.
Well, we'll certainly be watching a lot of important races around the country. Senator, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time as usual.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He is a candidate for governor in his state next year as well. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.